Hello. I am Bill Bright. I would like to talk to you about Campus Crusade for Christ. What it is, how it was started, and where we are going. First, Campus Crusade for Christ is a student Christian movement designed to present the message of Jesus Christ to collegians throughout the United States and in each country of the world. This work began at the University of California at Los Angeles in 1951 and has since spread across the nation and into 11 other countries. Our objective is to recruit and train key nationals in each of the 107 countries of the world where there are colleges and universities. In turn, these key men will recruit and train other nationals to go with them with the gospel to every college and university in their own country. Jesus Christ gave the command in the 15th verse of the 16th chapter of Mark's gospel, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." This is a command to every Christian. This is a call to missions. Where is this mission field? Africa? The Orient? Latin America? Skid Row? How about the college campus? There are approximately 4 million college men and women, representing the greatest source of manpower for the fulfillment of the Great Commission in this generation. It has been our experience that the average college student is ready to receive Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord if he hears an intelligent presentation of the gospel. As a matter of fact, I have the strong conviction based upon personal experience and the Word of God that any intelligent person who desires to know the truth cannot ignore the Lord Jesus Christ, for he stands like a giant among men of the centuries. He changed the course of history, A.D., the Latin term Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, B.C., before Christ. Jesus is recognized today by scholars and religious leaders of the world, of all religions, as the greatest personality of the centuries, the greatest teacher, the greatest leader, the greatest example among men. And he claimed to be God, and his life, his teachings, his miracles, his death, his resurrection confirm that he is of the centuries, the greatest teacher, the greatest leader, the greatest example among men. And he claimed to be God, and his life, his teachings, his miracles, his death, his resurrection confirm that he is the Son of God, the Savior of the world, the Messiah promised in the Old Testament centuries ago. I have found that when the average collegian or adult is confronted with Christ in the power of the Spirit, that individual usually responds. We have approximately 4 million college students in the United States alone. 4 million souls hungry for God. 4 million open minds eager to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. In addition, there are approximately 100,000 international students and key leaders from other lands living in the United States, studying in our great universities. The mission field has come to us. As a new Christian, I spent every opportunity I had in the Skid Row missions and jails telling the down and outers about the love of Jesus Christ. Often, I had to wait a turn behind other Christian groups, along with my group, to get into a mission or a jail to witness for our Savior. Then one day, I realized that the college campuses of the world represent an untouched mission field, the largest source of manpower for the fulfillment of the Great Commission of our time. As a result, my wife and I moved to the University of California at Los Angeles, where we began to go to the student union, the fraternities, sororities, dormitories, and other groups to tell students, person to person, about Jesus Christ. And I was amazed and overwhelmed at the remarkable response. 250 students at UCLA began their thrilling adventure with Christ that first year. The student body president, the vice president, the editor of the school paper, representatives at large, a number of class officers, star athletes, and scores of other students were among the first to come to Jesus Christ. I had been in business for several years. Upon becoming a Christian, I attended two leading theological seminaries for 4 years in order to learn more about the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God. Later, I gave up my business interests and began training teams of student leaders, mostly new converts to Christianity, to take the gospel into the fraternities, sororities, and dormitories. Thus was born Campus Crusade for Christ. Faith in Jesus Christ founded 104 of the first 119 colleges and universities in America, including Yale, Harvard, Princeton, Dartmouth, William & Mary, Rutgers, and many others. Yet, according to a campus survey which we have taken continually since the beginning days of this ministry, there are approximately 95% of all the college students in the United States who have no vital personal relationship with Jesus Christ and His church. However, this survey shows, and our experiences bear out the findings of this survey, that approximately 89% of the thousands of students interviewed did not know how to become a Christian. 2,300 colleges and universities, 4 million American students, 100,000 international students in this country, and the colleges and universities in each of the 107 countries of the world. This is our mission field. College students are society's most strategic mission field for at least 7 reasons. Students are the best source of manpower to fulfill the Great Commission of our Lord. Apart from small children, students are the most receptive to the gospel. Students are largely uncommitted to marriage, jobs, TV sets, and installment payments. They are free to invest their lives for Christ. Students are receptive to truth and mature enough to make decisions wisely. Today's students are assuredly tomorrow's leaders in every field. Students, while they are still students, are having increasing influence around the world. Students from many cities and foreign lands are concentrated on one campus. The Apostle Paul was a great strategist for Christ. Empowered and led by the Holy Spirit, he proclaimed the gospel in centers of influence of his day. From these centers of learning, commerce, and government, his converts joined with other Christians in taking the gospel to the entire known world. Campus Crusade for Christ also has a strategy for reaching the students of the world for Christ, a strategy that works. We have divided the United States and the world into major areas. Each area is supervised by a special director. These directors are young, dedicated men of outstanding ability and achievement who have been on the Campus Crusade for Christ staff from 7 to 12 years. I can assure you that they are eminently qualified to take the gospel of Jesus Christ to the college world. The area directors spend many long hours in strategy sessions to keep Campus Crusade for Christ ministry vital and effective, current to the needs of the collegiate world. Each director has a staff of campus workers under his supervision who are equally trained to take the gospel to the colleges in his area. These dedicated men and women of God are all college graduates, and many are graduates of a theological seminary or Bible school. Staff members live near the campus and spend long hours each day in personal interviews, group meetings, conducting Bible study, and follow-up programs, seeking always to widen their circle of influence and acquaintance for the glory of God. Team meetings conducted by Crusade staff members in fraternities, sororities, and dormitories have proven to be a very highly successful way in presenting the gospel to college leaders. The majority of these students usually remain behind after an initial meeting to learn how they can become Christians. Hundreds of student Bible studies are held by members of the staff and the students whom they have trained. As a result of these meetings, many inquirers remain to pray with a staff member and invite Christ into their lives. In addition to our work with students, we have developed a training program of evangelism for laymen. Step by step, it explains how to become a vital Christian witness, the techniques of how to tell others about Christ, how to follow up those whom you lead to Him, and how to be a more effective and fruitful church member. Gordon Klink, a member of the staff since 1952, is director of Campus Crusade for Christ Institute of Evangelism for Laymen. In addition to his other responsibilities, Gordon trained more than 1,000 counselors for personal work in cooperation with Sermons from Science at the Seattle World's Fair, and is engaged in a similar training program which involves even a larger number at the New York World's Fair. Laban Institutes of Evangelism sessions are held at Arrowhead Springs and several areas across the nation several times each year. Since it is hardly feasible to find and finance the thousands of full-time staff workers it would require to carry on this ministry on all of the 2,400 college campuses in the United States, we're inviting qualified laymen to do part-time work on a volunteer basis. Among those of you listening to this presentation are no doubt some who are qualified to work with students near your home or office. Please write for additional information if you're interested. Many business and professional men have already responded and are being used now to reach students in areas where they live and work. Our special one-week Institute of Lay Evangelism can help you become more fruitful in your witness immediately. Arrowhead Springs, located in the foothills of the beautiful San Bernardino Mountains, is the international headquarters of Campus Crusade for Christ. Each summer, the entire staff returns to the Arrowhead Springs campus for additional training, intensive study, prayer, and sharing of techniques and experiences gained throughout the school year. A former luxury hotel and spa, world famous for more than 100 years, the present facilities, built in the early 40s, are ideally suited for an evangelistic training center for college students and laymen. This campus offers a college-like atmosphere in a vacation resort setting. The rooms of the hotel are attractive, light, airy, and spacious. The hotel has 136 rooms, and there are 70 additional dormitory rooms which provide space for overflow crowds. Approximately 700 people can be accommodated conference style. The public rooms of the hotel are used for classrooms and lecture halls. This was the Candlelight Ballroom when Arrowhead Springs was a commercial hotel. The Wani Room, formerly a luxurious bar, is now used for training in evangelism. Here, we plan our worldwide strategy for reaching the collegians of the world for Christ. Dr. Ted Martin, staff member and director of the Summer Institute of Biblical Studies, talks with students in our little theater. There is room enough at Arrowhead Springs for the student to find a quiet place and a quiet time for individual Bible study and prayer. One of the most valuable lessons many students learn while at Arrowhead Springs, away from the hubbub of campus life, is how to be still before God. Our magazine, The Collegiate Challenge, has a circulation of 150,000 copies each issue, with a readership of an estimated 500,000. Each issue is mailed to 1,000 college presidents, 38,000 college professors, and goes to almost every fraternity, sorority, and dormitory in the United States and Canada. Our mail indicates that many have come to know Christ simply by reading the Collegiate Challenge. One girl reached for Christ through the Collegiate Challenge, introduced 13 of her dormitory friends to Christ within a few weeks. Campus Crusade for Christ has a record ministry which emphasizes follow-up evangelism. We have prepared a set of 10 records on the basic doctrines of the Christian faith. These 20 messages include such titles as The Uniqueness of Jesus, The Challenge of the Cross, The Mystery of Conversion, Laws of Prayer, The Resurrection, and Christian Maturity. These records contain lectures by such Christian authorities as Major Ian Thomas, Dr. Richard Halverson, Dr. J. Edwin Orr, Dr. Wilbur Smith, and Billy Graham, to name a few. Our most useful follow-up tool is the 10 Basic Steps Toward Christian Maturity, 11 booklets which bring the new Christian into an understanding of the Scriptures and a knowledge of the person of Christ. It is an especially helpful tool in campus studies and home Bible studies for laymen. In 1958, we began to expand the ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ to the colleges and universities in other countries. It is our strategy to find the most outstanding Christian leader available in each country and bring him to Arrowhead Springs for training in campus evangelism. He, in turn, is given a strategy to recruit and train other nationals of like qualifications and dedication to join with him in taking the gospel to each college and university in his own country, in his own language, without the disadvantages of language and cultural barriers. I would like to introduce some of our international staff. Ray Nethery, Director of Asian Affairs, is responsible for representing our international headquarters in relation to our Asian directors. In Asia, a Campus Crusade for Christ ministry has been established in Korea, Pakistan, Japan, Taiwan, India, and other countries are soon to be established. Bob Kendall, an outstanding athlete, turned down professional football, baseball, and hockey contracts to join the Campus Crusade for Christ staff. He is now Director of Latin American Affairs. In Latin America, this ministry has been established in Mexico, Argentina, Chile, Colombia, and Guatemala. Roe Brooks is Director of European Affairs. Here he discusses a report with Daniel Kayu, who is soon going back to his native Kenya, Africa, to begin the Campus Crusade ministry among the students in his own country. Joon-gon Kim is our director for Korea. He is a remarkable man of God who has led many communists to the Lord Jesus, including the communist chief who was responsible for the murder of his wife and father. Beginning in 1958, his staff now numbers 15 full-time workers with thousands of recorded decisions for Christ among the students of Korea. Kundan and Iqbal Massey direct the work of Campus Crusade for Christ in Pakistan, the largest Muslim country in the world, where in 3 years they have seen hundreds of decisions for Christ among so-called Christians and several decisions among the Muslims. Some Muslim groups are dedicated to killing Christians, and Kundan has been attacked on several occasions. Sergio Garcia directs this ministry in Mexico. A national oratory champion and former professor of speech, Sergio heads a staff of 8. The urgency of this work in Mexico is highlighted by the fact that the University of Mexico has 12 known full-time communist recruiters working on that campus. We are thrilled with the potential ministry in Japan. Here, members of our Campus Crusade for Christ staff are anticipating a mighty work for God in the country where the aftermath of war has resulted in a search for new truth. Pray with us that God will work in the hearts of Japan's 900,000 students. James and Minnie Tai are directing this ministry in Taiwan, where they are witnessing a remarkable response to the claims of Christ. James was an outstanding minister before accepting the responsibility of directing this ministry in his country. Nestor and Betty Shimora are directing Campus Crusade for Christ in their native Colombia. Nestor has served as a teacher in biochemistry and, before becoming our director, was pastor of a church in Costa Rica. Luis and Dalida Perfetti of Buenos Aires are directing the ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ among the students of Argentina. Mr. Perfetti was educated in law in Argentina and has been a teacher and high school principal. Mrs. Perfetti is a dentist. This couple served for Christ as missionaries among the students in Madrid and Barcelona, Spain. Guillermo Luna, a young man formerly associated with TESCA, an evangelical school in Guatemala, is directing the Campus Crusade for Christ ministry in that country, a country which is at this moment in the fork in the road of its political destiny. What a difference a nation with Christian leaders will make in areas like Guatemala. Ramon and Oriel Gonzalez, a bachelor's degree at age 15, followed by 2 years in the law school of the University of Chile. Later, he did graduate study at Princeton Theological Seminary and Hartford University. Recently, he has been in business in Santiago and served as co-pastor of a Presbyterian church. India has the largest student population of any nation in the world outside the United States. The Campus Crusade for Christ staff is being enlarged and established as rapidly as qualified men can be recruited and trained for the challenging ministry on the campuses of this giant nation. I believe the collegians will supply the greater part of the manpower to evangelize the world for Christ in our generation. These students need the examples of sincere, dedicated Christians. I want to close with an example of the kind of dedication to which I refer. Hamid, a Muslim from the Middle East, had come to America for graduate study. A devout Christian family had given him a Bible which he had read faithfully. At the conclusion of a student meeting to which I had spoken, Hamid waited patiently until I had counseled and prayed with several other students who wanted to know Christ. And when I finished, he approached me. "May I speak with you privately?" he said. "While you were speaking tonight, I felt that Jesus was knocking at the door of my heart. I want him to come in. But if I let Christ into my life, I will bring many problems upon myself. If I become a Christian, I shall have to tell my family. Because they are devout Muslims, they hate Christians. I will be disowned, and my family will no longer support me. Since students from other countries are not allowed to work in the United States, I will be forced to drop out of school. When this happens, I will lose my student visa. When I lose my student visa, I must return to my own country. There are fanatical Muslim sects in my part of the country, and they still kill other Muslims when they become Christians. So, I must be prepared to die if I accept Jesus Christ tonight." He had been reading the Bible, especially the Gospels, and he had heard my message. The issues were clear. Without any further word from me, he knew that his decision for or against Christ was a life and death matter. We were alone now. The crowd had gone its way. What does one say to a man who has carefully weighed the worth of his eternal soul against the worth of this present life? 30 minutes passed slowly. The conflict was great. This was God's battle. I said little. Occasionally, I quoted a verse of Scripture. Quietly, I prayed that Satan would be defeated and that Christ would come to live in Hamid's life. Finally, he spoke. "I am ready," he said. We both wept as we knelt to thank God for the battle which he had won.